come on, come on, come on,
okay,
come on.
Okay. That's it.
Tangibility.
Tangibility. T-A-N-G-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y. Tangibility.
All right, did you know what it means?
I don't have to know what it means. I just have to spell it.
Vanessa, what does Q-N-G-H spell?
Nothing. Give me another word.
Vanessa, what does Z-R-B-T-T spell?
Nothing.
How come when you spell it's a word, and when I spell it's nothing?
Hey,
Dad, I'm trying very hard to study for the spelling test, and she keeps asking dumb questions.
Well, I don't think anybody asks dumb questions. What's your problem?
What does Z-R-B-T-T spell?
Z-R-B-T-T spell. That's Zerbert. Zerbert. Oh, you know what I think a Zerbert is? I just remembered. A Zerbert is this. That's a Zerbert. Yeah. Right. That's right. Right. I Zerbert you.
I'll Zerbert you.
Hi, dear. How was your day?
Oh, it was excellent.
Good.
I was going over my calendar at work today, and guess what I discovered?
What's that?
Tomorrow is the anniversary of the day that you proposed to me.
Oh. The what?
The anniversary of the day that you proposed to me.
Well, I proposed to you a lot of times.
Yes, but I'm not counting the times before you were 15. I'm counting the time you drove me to the lake and put the ring on my finger.
Yeah, that was special.
Yes. And so to commemorate that special event, tomorrow night you and I are dining by candlelight at the Golden Dove.
My wife is taking me out to dinner?
Yes.
to the Golden Dove?
Yes.
Ooh. Then I think that the two of us ought to be dressed in the finest of the finest, and that restaurant will never have seen two such beautiful creatures in their lives.
Don't worry.
Yes.
I'll be gorgeous.
Oh. And I will be gorgeouser than you.
I am going to stop the people in their tracks.
Ha ha! And I will be looking so good that the man will put me at a table in the center of the restaurant by myself and put the spotlight on me.
Yes, but when the people look, they're going to say, who is that smooth, gorgeous woman sitting next to that pitiful man in the spotlight?
Are you saying that you are going to look smoother than me?
That's what I'm saying.
You lied through your face.
You wish.
How would you like to have a smooth contest?
You are challenging me to a smooth contest?
We get dressed, we come down, and we will be judged to see who is the smoothest, okay?
By whom?
By our children.
You're on.
One thing. You can only wear what is in your closet. You cannot go out shopping for something new.
Except for shoes.
You think those shoes are going to win for you?
Cliff, in this bag are shoes that are so smooth they could walk down these stairs and win the contest on their own. Get up and turn on the television by yourself.
Because I don't want to walk to the TV.
You would rather walk all the way up here.
I walked all the way up here because my remote is up here and a beautiful woman.
with her new shoes. Get out.
I mean, this is my bedroom, too, you know.
I don't want you to see how smooth the competition is, because I don't want you to get your feelings hurt and give up. Oh! Oh, Cliff!
What's the matter?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, huh? Cliff, I just banged my foot on that chest.
You did? Oh, let me... Ow! Dear, I didn't touch it. What did you hit?
I hit that toe next to the little one.
Okay, bring it down here. Okay, I just want. Oh, come on now, put it down. Okay, now. Yeah, come on, look. See, it's not gonna hurt. See, look. Okay, all right, now, just wiggle it. Come on, wiggle it.
I am wiggling it.
No, I mean, move it.
Cliff, I'm moving it.
Well, don't get mad at me.
I am not mad at you. I'm mad at being that stupid chest. Everything is fine. Listen, it's really okay.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm going to walk downstairs. I'm going to put some ice on this thing, and I'll be fine.
Are you, dear, you're not all right.
I'm fine.
You're going to the emergency room.
Oh, no, Cliff, this is not an emergency.
Okay, walk. You're going to the emergency room.
Cliff, I don't want to go to the emergency room. Suppose they tell me it's broken.
If nobody ever tells you it's broken, and it is broken, how will you know it's broken?
You know, this would be much easier if you had the cane, dear.
I don't need the cane, thank you.
Okay. I'll help you with your coat off.
That's quite all right. I can get my coat off by myself.
I see. Okay. Where are we going now, dear?
To the couch.
Okay, just let me know, okay?
Mom, are you okay?
Yes.
Is it broken?
Yep. It's broken. Snap-o. Dear, you should keep that thing elevated. They told you that. Get the pillow for your mother.
That's quite all right, Theo. I can get my pillow for myself. Thank you.
Listen. You want to see pictures of your mother's foot?
You have to do that now.
Oh, sure. It's educational. Come here. Now. This here, this is what your mother's foot looks like with the skin off.
Cliff.
Look at this right here. See that?
Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
That looks like a hair.
That's right. This is called a hairline fracture of the proximal phalanx of the fourth toe. Understand that?
That's cool.
All right, it is.
Take my foot someplace else and leave me alone.
Okay. You want to take it to school? Show it to your friends?
Cliff.
Mom, don't worry. We'll all pitch in and help out.
Thank you, but I don't need your help. I'm fine. This is really dumb.
Dear, where are you going?
I'm going upstairs. I'm going to say goodnight to the kids, and then I'm going to look over a brief for tomorrow.
No, you're not going to work.
Cliff, I don't want to hear another word about this. I am going to work tomorrow. I am going to dinner tomorrow night, and I am going to win the smooth contest.
Well, listen, at least take the cane. Thank you very much. Okay. Good.
Okay?
Yeah. Now, the only thing is you got it in the wrong hand.
This
see?
Is the foot with the toe that is broken. Why would I put the cane in this hand?
Because you don't walk like that. See, when people walk, they go this foot, this hand, this foot, this hand. This is the way you walk. See, now if you keep it in this hand here, it's all right. If you do like this, then you're going to be walking like this, look like the movie The Walk of the Drunken Mummy. So put it in that hand there. All right, now when you put that foot down, then this comes down with it. Boom, that's your support. Boom. All right, there you go. Now you're cooking. All right, go ahead.
I'm not going to go ahead with that cane. I'm going to go up these stairs by myself.
Hey,
Barker.
Hello.
Miss Kessler will be joining us shortly.
What happened to your foot?
Well, I broke my toe.
How did you do that?
Oh, I banged it against a dumb chest.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Won't you sit down? We're going to be going to trial next week. I thought we should review the details of your case.
You know, I broke my toe last summer. Tripped on a sprinkler head. Pain, I was in agony.
I know what you mean.
You know what really made me mad? They told me it would take 2 weeks to heal. It took 9 weeks.
Really?
So what did they tell you?
2 weeks.
Mine still hurts. You know, on rainy days, it throbs like somebody is hitting it with a hammer.
Mr. Barker, we should get started here.
Certainly.
Now, on the 15th of October, I believe
Hello,
you received...
Hello, Mr. Barker.
Hello, Miss Kessler.
Claire.
Hi, Carla. What happened to your foot?
She broke her toe.
How'd that happen?
Ran into a chest.
It's awful.
It's not that bad, Carla, really. It's just a slight fracture.
They told her it would take 2 weeks to heal. I say 9.
My cousin broke her toe. It took 18 weeks.
18? That's terrible.
She was in the grocery store with her husband. She stopped to look at the canned vegetables. He rammed right into her with a shopping cart.
No.
Yes. Dropped a 16-ounce can of green beans on her. She still hasn't gotten all the feeling back.
Yeah, mine still gets numb every once in a while.
You broke your toe?
Yeah, last summer. It never did heal right. It's still crooked.
Well, my cousin's isn't crooked, but it's turned up at the end like this.
Mr. Barker and I were beginning to review his case.
Claire, is this toe going to be a problem in court?
No, I can get around.
I'd be happy to cover for you.
Nope. I want Mrs. Huxtable in that courtroom.
Well, thank you for your confidence.
Hey, as far as I'm concerned, that toe is our ticket. When the jury sees you out there hobbling around, forget about it. They're yours. I say play into it. Let them know how much it hurts.
Maybe we should wrap your foot, too.
Excuse me, Mrs. Huxtable.
Yes.
Here are the papers.
Thank you very
much. What happened to you?
I broke my toe. Don't tell me. You know somebody who broke their toe, too.
Yes, me.
How long did it take you to heal?
10 days.
For your information, they fit just fine.
Put it on.
I'll put it on when I feel like it. What do you want?
Well, I don't want you to have any pain. So, knowing that you are not going to use the cane, I bought you these.
And they're ugly.
I'll have you know that all of the fashionable women in Paris who have broken toes wear these.
They are going to ruin the look of my entire outfit.
Well, do what you want to do. Doesn't make any difference to me. But these are here if you ever need them, okay? And it doesn't make any difference what your little feet look like. You're going to lose the contest anyway. That's all right. You'll want to kiss me sometime later.
Ugly. Yes, who is it?
It's Russell. Can I come in?
Of course you can come in. What are you doing here?
Oh, I heard about your broken toe. So I brought you this.
Oh, it's very lovely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it might come in handy.
It's very thoughtful of you. Thank you.
It belonged to my father. He got it when he was working on the railroad. One day at the train station in Schenectady, a Pullman car came unhooked and started rolling backwards. And my father saw a small child walking on the track. He ran over and snatched him away in the nick of time. But when he did it, he twisted his knee. The child's parents were so grateful they gave my father this cane. It's from Kenya, hand-carved.
He must have been very proud of that.
Oh, yes, he loved to walk around with this cane because people would ask him about his injury. Dad said he didn't like all the attention, but he did. Not like some other people. They're just the opposite. Now, they want to pretend nothing happened. They want to keep doing what they always do. Now, you know, what I'm trying to say is sometimes you need some help. You need to lean on someone or something. You know, support can be a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very nice. I'd be very proud to use your father's cane. Whew, look at that. Does make me feel better.
You got her to use the cane?
Sure did.
Oh, no, you didn't. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to get this woman to do this, Dad, for 2 days, and you do it in 2 minutes. How'd you do it?
Charm, son.
How did you do it?
I told her it belonged to my father. I even put a child and a train in the story.
Where'd you really get it from?
I got it from a little African store on Flatbush Avenue.
Come on,
it was on sale.
I'll buy you grapefruit juice. Come on.
Calling all judges. Judges, come on. The contestants are ready and the smooth contest shall begin.
Grandpa, are you gonna vote?
No. I learned long ago to stay out of family affairs.
Ladies and gentlemen, contestant number one, Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable.
Dad, it was not a flourish, it was a turn.
When you turn with your arms up, it's a flourish. Judges, no points for the flourish.
All right, since we're talking about points, I want to bring up walking. I want the judges to notice walking when they're viewing the next contestant.
Ladies and gentlemen, contestant number two, Mrs. Claire Huxtable.
Flourish.
Dad, flourish. That was a turn.
Okay, what about the brown paper bag? That's ugly. Now, points for ugly for brown paper bag. Ha!
Now, would the contestants please line up for the judging? Now, judges, your applause will determine a winner. We have contestant number one.
Yeah!
And contestant or number two.
Yeah!
Okay, yes. The winner.
And still champion.
Mrs. Claire Huxtable.
Yeah! And for the winner of the smooth contest, a lovely wrist corset.
Oh, yeah, for the winner, right? If I had won, this is what you were going to put on me, right?
Because we're going to be late for dinner.
Well, the only reason why I'm going out with you is because you're paying for your dinner.
Hey, you know what? I think it was the cane that did it. This thing is great.
You like this?
Yeah.
This belonged to your great-grandfather. He once twisted his knee, saving a child from an oncoming train, and the parents were so grateful, they bought him this hand-carved cane. that was made in Hong Kong.
Come on, dear, let's go to dinner.
Have a good time.
What a perfect evening. Everything was perfect.
Yes, indeed.
The music, the food, and the company.
Yes, indeed. You know what I especially liked?
What?
I especially enjoyed the part where they came to me with the check, put it in front of me, and my wife said, "I'm sorry, darling, but the check goes here."
Pip, did you notice the way everybody was staring at us when we were dancing?
Oh, yes, because they had never seen people sit at a table and dance before.
We are the world's smoothest table dancers.
That is correct. And the people didn't even know that we were the greatest. And even some of them tried to table dance. And now that that is over, I think, dear, it's time to talk about the matter of my apology.
Why are you apologizing to me?
No, you have to apologize to me.
For what?
Because you are a pain.
Where?
Every minute of the last 2 days, you wouldn't use your cane. You hopped up the steps and you stuck your tongue out on me. I told you not to go to work. You yelled at me. You owe me an apology.
Oh, Cliff.
Dude.
You got the most beautiful little turtle brown eyes.
You owe me an apology.
And those flecks of gray in your hair make you look so distinguished and handsome.
You owe me an apology. Apology.
I love your ears, especially this one over here.
You owe me an apology.
Every time I see that little spot right there, I just want to nibble on it just like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Do you remember the dip?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Cosby Show is taped in front of a live studio audience.